This is Biz. I'm a part-time working mom with a big kid and a little kid.
And I'm Teresa. I have a family business, two young kids, and a baby.
This is a show about life after giving life. Don't listen with your kids, because there will be swears. This is One Bad Mother. This week on One Bad Mother, it's the ninth ever genius fail spectacular, plus rants. Plus, Biz needs to change her story, and Teresa's kids are bad.
Woo!
Da-da-da-da-da-da is actually the Mario soundtrack, not my genius fail spectacular. But don't worry, guys. I've got the sound cues.
Fine.
It's our Memorial Day genius fail spectacular.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here, too. Let's remind people it's different than the holiday genius fail spectaculars,
right,
of which there are only two.
Yeah.
But we are on the ninth ever Genius Fail Spectacular that
Amazing.
Come rolling in Memorial Day-ish and Labor Day-ish, depending on how the days fall. And these are my favorite time of year.
Yeah, we're going to hear a lot of calls from you guys.
Yeah.
If this happens to be your first show, maybe don't listen to it as your first show.
It's a weird one for
it's
a first
weird first. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's just a you're not going to get a feel for the show.
Yeah, you'll be like, this is a weird call-in show.
Yeah.
Where they kind of make fun of the callers.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not very nice. Teresa.
Yes.
How are you?
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I think I must not be very good at parenting.
Oh. Not either. But go ahead. Can we please have a show called I Don't Think I'm Very Good at Parenting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, like, at a certain point, like... I remember back to this time when, like, Gracie must have been, like, two and Oscar was a baby. And I was at the park and there was this guy and he was, like, a dad and he had some, like, kids who were, like, a little older, like, a few years older. And he was like, oh, you know, that was, like, the best time. Like, what you have right now is, like, the best time.
Oh, yeah.
Because you think that it's really hard, but actually it gets so much harder.
Yeah.
He was like, you have school and, you know, my daughter's not listening in school and... You know, she's getting in trouble and all these things. And, you know, it's just so hard. It's so much harder when they're older. It's so nice when they're little and they're at home and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And at the time, I was like, well, that's horrific. Please don't say that to anyone. And don't say it to me. But also, like, I said to myself and to, like, some friends who I talked to about it, like, oh, that guy must not be doing a very good job.
Yeah, because, he's a horrible parent.
Well, because it's not supposed to get harder.
Right.
It's supposed to get easier. Like, if you're doing a good job, you're, like, teaching your kids important skills when they're 2, 3, 4. By the time they go to school, they can do a lot of stuff, and it should be getting easier. So that guy sucks.
Yeah,
obviously, he sucks. I'm going to not have that problem.
Right. One of the million different messages we get as parents. It's definitely supposed to get easier.
Yes.
Because you're working so hard.
Right.
Right.
Kids supposedly need less from you.
And
right?
you get better.
And you get better.
You've got all the experience.
Right.
Right. Right.
So, over the weekend.
I'm at a park.
Right. Right. Yeah. No. So, I would never. Oh, my God. I would never. So, over the weekend, spent Memorial Day weekend with my family up in the mountains. It was great. We had some good times, made some memories. However, Grace and Oscar, you know, Grace is 6.5, Oscar's 4.5. They are still in the Captain Underpants phase. If you haven't heard me talk about this already, I'm not going to go all into it because you guys are probably tired of hearing me complain about this. But they're really into, like, potty words and potty jokes. And right now, one of the things that they're doing is they're calling me names, which... I don't even know, I'm still in shock that this is real, because if somebody would have told me that this was happening, I would have been like, I would shut that down so fucking fast.
Yeah.
Like, don't ever, ever talk to me like that. Don't even think about talking to me like that. We're done here.
Yeah.
Like, that is not, you don't talk to anyone like that. You do not talk to me like that. You do not call me a name.
Right.
And then let alone a name that's like poop head.
Yeah.
Or poo-poo head. Poo-poo head. Or something fart stain head.
Oh,
like just really, really just.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So stupid.
Yes.
And so gross. And
And the problem I'm having right now
is being called names.
Yeah. But the problem I'm having with it that is not it turns out to be different than I expected it to be. So the thing that I'm having right now is that we're not I've done like consequences. Yep. We've done heart to hearts about this. We've done a lot of work on it. And it's maybe 25% better than it was a few weeks ago. But like over the weekend, it's consolidated family time. So we got a lot of time together. And the words, these words are like a river. They cannot, it's the impulse control. They cannot stop doing it. And it's so much and it's so many times that I have found myself letting some of them go.
Because I
can't live my life that way.
I
can't stop every single time it happens and deal with it in either a nice way or a shitty way. I can't do it every time.
I
cannot live my life that way. So what's happening is my kids are calling me names and I'm dealing with that.
Teresa.
Yes.
I am so sorry.
Thank you.
That sucks.
Yes. It sucks.
It sucks. We should definitely spend some time talking about it later, though.
Sure.
Because I think that's an interesting thing. I mean, I really am just like, wow.
How did I get here?
And it's such a, like, that, ooh, that when you were like, I will never, will shut that shit. Yeah. My list of shit to shut
shit
down.
Shit to shut down, yep.
That has not shut or gone down.
Yeah.
That is so surprising.
Yes.
I just, like, envision standing there and just being like hit with mashed potatoes in the face. That hasn't happened yet, but you know that
but
like sadness
like that.
Of I'm in the kitchen, I've worked so hard and I'm a human being.
Yes.
And then like shit's just being like fucking like kids are just like, ah, you know, like whatever. And you're like, I would shut that shit down.
Yeah.
I will never know.
Yeah.
Like, and then there you are.
I know.
And there you are.
I know. How are you?
Oh, I'm so happy it's a genius fail spectacular. I also am surprised by the problems just keep coming.
Uh-huh.
They do.
They haven't gone away
yet. In fact, not getting easier.
Yeah.
But also, back then was not easier either.
Right.
I will not dismiss or disrespect how
that
uneasy
was
it's been.
That was definitely hard.
That
before.
Was definitely a thing.
It seems like different.
Different
but
doesn't mean better.
No.
Or worse.
No.
Everything's a thing.
Right.
In my current overthinking of things I've done in the past, which you shouldn't do, I was just sitting there thinking about, like, you know, one of the things we do on the show is we come and we, you know, we rant and we talk about things that are difficult for us and, you know, all the stuff we've always said, this is not the place to come and pre-apologize. You can love your kids, but you can also talk about how difficult it is, right? But I am beginning to worry that I am setting up a narrative regarding Ellis that is unfair to myself and how I see Ellis, if that makes sense. Mm. Ellis is a lot, but I can fall into the habit of relying on just saying that.
Right.
And the deal is he is a lot in terms of we're at a particular developmental stage right now. And whenever he's clearly gaining a step, you know, some kids' sleep gets disrupted when they're gaining a step. Ellis, I think, in my own one person study, think that for him, his emotions get real high.
Uh-huh.
Like they're totally unrelated to whatever developmental thing is happening. But like he goes from 0 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
In one swoop, so and the hitting's coming back, and there's clenching, and the screaming. But also, he is one of the loveliest kids I've ever met.
Aww.
And he is so kind and sweet and funny, and like he likes to sing these little, like there are all these things. I'm like, God, that's really great. Like, that's so great.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just felt like I needed to say that out loud on the show as well.
It's
because
nice
I think it helps me, like, not,
I don't want people to be like scared of my kid. Not that any of you guys are going to necessarily meet my kid or whatever, right. But like there is, I just needed to change. It felt a little bit like maybe a fail. I was, you know, language. We talk about language and how important it is.
Yeah.
And I just don't, my language doesn't include normally what a great kid. He's also goes 0 to 15 and awesome as well.
Oh, I love that.
And I just don't share that as much.
Yeah.
And I needed to do it. And I think all that ties in nicely with what you were talking about and just kind of how I feel about all this, that this is all mixed up with a lot of, like, feelings of failing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure somewhere in there, genius.
Uh-huh.
So let's buckle up and turn our attention away from ourselves.
Yeah.
As is nice when we're struggling with things.
Yes.
And look at what you guys are doing. And our ninth ever Genius Fail Spectacular. Teresa.
Yes.
We are going to start with geniuses. Genius me.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I saw what you did.
Oh, my God.
I'm paying attention.
Wow.
You, Mom, are a genius.
Oh, my God. That's fucking genius.
So we were driving back from the mountains on Monday afternoon, and the kids were really tired from the trip, and there was a little edginess going on. I wouldn't say, like, overall grumpy, but, like, just anything could happen to, like, set someone off at any moment.
Right.
And the baby, I guess I should say toddler, Curtis, the one-year-old, didn't nap on the drive, and it was, like, 5 hours of driving. No nap. The 4.5-year-old, who really should have napped because he was not getting enough nighttime sleep, did not nap.
Mm.
And I also hadn't charged their tablets for Oscar and Gracie. Normally, on such a long drive, the only way we can really survive that is they each have a tablet computer with headphones, and they can, like, play games or watch shows or whatever to their heart's content. They probably do that about at least half the ride usually.
Yeah.
But I forgot the charger, and then I thought, oh, no matter, I'll just charge them in the car. But for some reason, the cord wasn't really working. So they spent a lot of time freaking out about that.
Mm.
And I didn't really have anything else for them. And I don't have anything for a one-year-old, and they just all sit in the back. So I can't entertain the one-year-old at all. Like, I can't do anything for him. So he can talk to his siblings, but that's about it. So it was, you could say it was a little bit of a rough afternoon. We were rushing to get Jesse to the office for a show that he needed to record, which I had totally forgotten we needed to do. And as I'm coming to terms with the fact that basically we're going out of our way after this enormous drive that we, like, can't really stop very much on because we're running late, we have to drop Jesse off at the studio, like, go out of our way to drop him off at the studio, and then I get to take everyone home. And, like, unload everyone and, like, get everyone, like, a too late weird dinner that in the house and, like, and, like, get people off to bed. I mean, it was just, and it's a school night now all of a sudden, like, after this, like, weekend away. And the genius is that I was so relaxed, you guys. I did it, like, consciously. I was like, in my head, I said to myself, this is an extended, like, this is many hours of work and, like, challenge and difficulty. Like, this is kind of going to suck for, like, hours. And I was like, you know what? It's going to be fine. It might, like, take a while to get everyone off to bed. But, like, hey, I'm here. Yeah. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be fine. And I totally chilled out and I got in such a good headspace about it that I was actually, it was actually 100% totally fine.
Good job, Teresa. Good job. Good job, Teresa's brain.
Yeah.
Very good job.
Thanks.
So I think, I don't know if I've talked about this before, but it happened again this weekend and I'm still pleased that this is what I do. Whenever my kids set up a shop to sell their shit, I buy it.
Yeah.
And then I throw it the fuck away.
Great.
You didn't want it enough.
Yeah, to
keep it.
So I've
got it. And most of it's garbage anyway.
Love it.
I just Thank you. Oh, here's the dime.
Now I get
in the
to
trash.
Throw it away.
Now it's
Amazing.
Mine.
Amazing.
Yeah, I love kid yard sales.
Great job.
Hi, I'm calling with a genius. So I've always kind of had a fun time making up songs off the cuff. And I do this with my kids all the time. And my firstborn was never really into it. Like, you know, we're going to the park and we're going to play on the, and then he can fill in whatever. But my secondborn really digs it. And he's a toddler. So sometimes we've got to do things he doesn't want to do. And recently we came up with a really good song. And it goes a little something like this. Let's go change that poopy bum. Let's go change that poopy bum. Let's go change that poopy bum. Let's go change that poopy. Oh, louder. Poopy back. Yeah. You're doing a great job, and so are you. Bye.
Not everybody has a gift for song.
No.
And you have.
Yep.
But the real genius is having a second child who fulfills your dreams.
Yep.
Of completing your songs for you.
Perfect.
Love it.
Hi, Viz and Teresa. I'm calling with a genius. My 1.5-year-old was exposed to, I mean, no judgment because she's all over TV and my Kindle and my mom's phone and my husband's phone. And she was just getting to the point where she was asking for my phone a little bit too much. And the only thing she was doing was looking through pictures. So she would grab my phone and she wanted to look at the babies. Let me look at the babies, my babies, my babies. So instead of giving her my phone, I printed out about 50 4x6s of pictures from my phone and put them in an album. And now she's just obsessed with the album and she doesn't want my phone anymore. So I feel like this is a total genius. You guys are doing a great job.
That is a total genius.
It's a total genius.
Yeah,
I love this.
Yeah, it's so good.
Good job.
Good job.
Oh, so good.
I'm going to do that.
I know. It's good.
Hi, I am calling for a genius moment. I have an 8-month-old son and have gone through so many things that you guys talk about on your show with breastfeeding versus formula feeding and making his own food and nap time and sleep training and cloth diapers and just got so upset about all the judgments and so upset about the looks on people's faces when I said I had quit breastfeeding or I sleep trained him because I couldn't take it anymore or what have you, that I discovered this wonderful thing called lying. So when I see it coming and I see that really judgy person coming up to me saying, "You're still breastfeeding, right?" I realized that all I have to do is lie, and I fucking lie right to their faces, and I say things like, "Of course I'm breastfeeding. Who doesn't love breastfeeding? Am I right?" Or I say, "Yeah, this is an organic pear that I actually grew myself, and I'm squeezing it out of the tube, and I am totally great with this new system of just lying to your fucking face, and it makes me feel great." Thanks, bye.
Wow, you're doing a good job. I love this. I think this is hilarious to me.
I also think it's hilarious. I really admire the self-care aspect of
yes.
this.
Well, you're doing a good job.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
We're lying.
Yeah. Or are we?
Hey, Bad Mothers. I have a genius for you. So I have a little girl who's just over 3, another little girl who's not even 1 yet. And the 3-year-old has recently, like past 2 months, been like, "Yeah, she's looking at me. She's looking at me," and all that kind of nonsense. One day, I handed her her sunshades, and I said, "Honey, if you can put your sunshades on, she can't see you." And I don't know if I heard this on your show before or not, but I thought it was genius. And then a little while later, a week later or so, she's like, "She's still looking at me." I said, "Well, honey, that's because you're talking. She's looking toward your voice. If you'd be quiet, she can't see you." And so she turns her head away and she gets quiet. And this lasts for like 10 minutes during a drive, which is just awesome. All right, thanks, ladies. Y'all are doing a great job. Bye.
I love this.
I gotta try that.
I love this. I also really like his tone when he's saying this to the kids. Like, there's not like
it's so matter of fact.
Yeah, hey, baby, you just put your sunglasses on, and it's
and
gonna
just stop like, talking, and then she won't be able to see you.
Yeah, I mean, we all know we're manipulating them, but you say it in such a way that doesn't make me feel bad. It's so good. Good job.
Hi, Biz. Hi, Teresa. I'm calling with a genius. I'm sure it's not an original genius, but I feel very smart and very accomplished because I am potty training my daughter and all of the joys and resistance that comes with having to go sit on the toilet once an hour or more. I decided she loves Alexa, so I've been using the Echo. I just set a timer. I call it the potty timer, and once an hour, Alexa will do her little ding and then say, she actually says, this is the potty timer, which I don't know if Amazon figured that out. Maybe there's some moms that are programming that, but it's genius because my daughter does not resist at all. She just takes it at its word instead of me having to convince her, and we get up and we go and sit on the toilet. So it's kind of amazing and so, so simple. Thanks.
Thank you, our computer overlords. You will lead us to the future. It's time to potty, and it's time to obey. I love this.
Good work.
Good work.
Hey, One Bad Mother. I've got a genius for you. So I have three kids, a six-year-old, a four-year-old, and a now seven-month-old. And a few weeks ago, we were on vacation when school pictures happened. And usually at school pictures at the daycare, they will take pictures of all of the kids, and they'll even do them together for you. So we've always relied on that, being somewhat lazy parents, as the way to get our kids a few cute little studio portraits. Well, this year we were on vacation when that happened, and as luck would have it, our youngest son looks just like my oldest son. I mean, they were even born at the same time of the year. The youngest wears the oldest clothes. So in our house, we put pictures of our oldest son at the same age as our baby in the frame, and we're totally passing him off as our oldest son. Thanks for your show. You guys are doing a great job.
Oh,
bye.
My God.
This
is so good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's amazing. You are doing a remarkable job.
You really are.
I just like envision future family when everybody's like older and they've brought their partners with them or whatever. You're like, oh, that's not you.
Yeah.
Or maybe you never tell.
It's your dark family secret.
I know. It's such a good family secret. I
so
fucking
good.
Love it. I love it.
Hey, Biz and Teresa. So I have a genius. I didn't realize it was a genius in the moment, but it totally ended up that way. So I came home after shopping, had a bunch of old bananas on the counter, hadn't picked up the kids from daycare yet, and I realized I could set up my kitchen like a cooking show. You know how they have all the pre-measured things in little bowls, which I have little bowls all over the place? So I pre-measured everything really quick, after finding a really simple banana bread recipe, put it on the side of the counter. When the kids got home, instead of having a meltdown over wanting to watch a show or wanting to go outside or whatever, I looked at my son and I said, do you want to bake bread with mama? And he said, oh, I love that. He pulled up his chair to the counter and we made bread, and it was so easy. Like, it was amazing. Because I would just hand him something to pour into the bowl, put it in the dishwasher right away as he mixed it, and there wasn't him getting bored while waiting for me to measure something and hand him something or find it in the cupboard. And it was just genius. It's been a good day, you guys. It's been a real good day. I hope you guys are having a great day, too. You guys are doing a great job. Thanks for being here. Bye.
I actually want to stop for a second and say why this is so genius. And you know, there are versions of this that we get in other calls. But we have kids and we have these visions of what's going to be really fun, a fun activity that we're going to really enjoy and that we have these visions of doing with our kids. And then we get into them and they suck because our kids are little and they can't like deal with all the adult stuff of like measuring or now we got to clean up or like, oh, wait, you have to be patient while I cut this up or whatever the activity is. There's usually all these steps that they just can't do and they don't want to wait for. And you're like, don't let them stick your hand in and knock the stuff off while I go get this thing. But when you actually have a moment to set it all up like you did, it really is the joy. Like you get to have that full joy of what I thought was going to happen with my child. It actually happened. And like she said, I'm having such a good day.
Oh,
and like,
so
I just really think that's because that all happened for you. That was really genius to set that up.
Yep.
Good job.
Hi, Biz and Teresa. I'm calling in a genius. Currently living in a hotel with our three kids and three dogs while we wait for our new house to be ready, which is happening in about a week. So we've been there almost 3 weeks and we have about a week left. But living in a hotel means that there's a lot of like going out to eat and, like spending a lot of time walking through parking lots and to and from places and just generally being out of the hotel so that the three kids and three dogs don't drive me crazy. But with three kids, I don't have enough hands. So I have a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 3-month-old. So I put the 3-month-old in the Tula baby carrier almost all the time. But even then, with holding three dog leashes, I still can't really keep tabs on the big kids. So I took these little, like, plastic rings that hang baby toys from, like, everything. They're, like, a circle with a little thing in it so you can, like, click them together or whatever. And I put them on my belt loop. And there's one on each side, and each big kid has one. And when we were walking through a parking lot, they have to have hands on a ring. And then they are, like, more or less attached to me. And I can feel if one of them lets go, and I know that nobody's going to, like, take off and get run over. And it's pretty simple, but I felt like sort of a genius because now I can transport all of everybody from point A to point B in relative ease and sort of confidence. So that's my genius. Thanks, guys. Bye.
It's amazing.
You're doing it.
Teresa and I both, you're like setting up the description, and she and I both are just like, oh man.
Yeah.
How is that going to work
that
out?
Going? Yeah.
And, yeah. How's that going? How's that going? That's a lot. But I love this. I fucking hate parking lots with kids.
Yeah.
And like, I think you really did figure it out. Mm-hmm. And it's the epitome of a genius that you cannot go to like a party and be like, hey guys, or work. But guess what I did with my three dogs and my three kids trying to get through a parking lot?
Yeah.
I had them hold the circle.
Yeah.
We all know what you're talking about. Everybody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really
good. You're just doing a really good job.
You are doing a really good job. Like she's like, it's like relatively all right. I'm like, that's a pretty good attitude
to have.
You
really have your head in the game.
I'm so impressed.
Yeah.
Oh, let's wrap up with one last genius.
Great.
Hi, One Bad Mother. I have a genius moment. My 3-year-old had a splinter in his foot, and it was stuck in there all day, and he kept crying. It wouldn't come out with tweezers. And so I took a Biore pore strip, and I cut a little piece off, stuck it on his foot for 10 minutes, gave him a popsicle, and it pulled the splinter right off, and it didn't hurt. And I feel like a fucking genius. Thank you, guys. I love the show. Bye-bye.
This is so genius.
It's so genius.
Oh, my God. I'm totally going to use this.
Right?
I'm also impressed that you were willing to do a 10-minute long experiment on your child, basically. Like,
she had no popsicle.
You got a popsicle. That helps. But, like, I would have been like, this might work, but I can't have them sit there and try and see what happens. But you did. You were brave. And then you were right.
Yeah. I would have stuck it on, just ripped it right off.
Yeah.
But because that's what those strips do. They suck the thing out. That's why I'll turn them upside down and look at the gross rainbow
genius
of pores, fillers.
Yep.
It is a fucking genius.
So great.
You and everybody are doing a remarkable job.
Great job, guys.
Go give yourself a pat on the back, and we'll be back with failures.
One Bad Mother is supported in part by PrepDish.
PrepDish is a healthy, subscription-based meal planning service designed to save time and help you be efficient in the kitchen. And let me just say, it is. And what PrepDish does is it sends you a full meal plan for the week, including a grocery list that you could download into your grocery apps or whatever you need to do. You spend just a small amount of time on the weekend prepping all the stuff for the week. Put it in your container. It even tells you, put this in the freezer, put this in the fridge. Here are your containers. This is the best way to store it. And then every night, you just whip up your meals. And last thing, they don't like condemn you to like feeling like you have to make something every night. They really only give you just enough nights so that you could rotate in your normal spaghetti from a jar, meatballs from the freezer night in there.
So guys, let PrepDish do your meal planning for you. Just check out PrepDish.com/OBM for a free 2-week trial.
Teresa.
Yes.
Welcome back to the 9th ever Genius Fail Spectacular plus rants. Failures. Fail me, Teresa.
Fail. 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 Fail!
You suck.
I forgot that, like, you can't cut something in front of a baby or a toddler, like, with a sharp knife.
Oh,
because no.
No,
he's fine. Everybody's
yeah, of
fine.
Course.
It's
I
just
know.
That, like, you once they get older, you know, they start to know not to grab for the mm-hmm. knife. So you get kind of like more relaxed. So,
yeah.
like, I'll just be cutting some fruit, like, right in front of my kids. And, like, I know yeah. what I'm going to. But so the other day, Curtis, like, fully wrapped. He's totally fine.
Oh, of course.
Nothing happened. But he wrapped his hand around the blade.
Yeah.
And I had to, like, figure out how to get it out because he did the, like, toddler grasp.
Yeah.
And somehow
like,
he wasn't yeah. cut. But I was like, wow, that was stupid. I was just, I was cutting it literally on his tray.
On the tray?
Yeah. I was cutting up the fruit on the tray. So then I was like, okay.
Oops.
No more of that.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah. Stop giving your kids fruit, Teresa.
I know. I need to stop.
I completely did not connect in my brain that school is out tomorrow. By the time you hear this, school will be out. Teresa and
school
I will be
out
for summer. That's
sorry,
totally how
resist.
Katie Bell reacts. So, like, she gets out Thursday. Friday, not only do I have a standing weekly appointment with my therapist on Fridays, following that, Teresa and I are doing business stuff.
Yeah.
With people.
Yeah.
It's not like it's just me and her.
Yeah.
With people out
yeah.
in the world. And I'm like, I have.
Bring her along.
Katie, no. I'm not. Like, I'm doing some shuffling to try and figure
all
it
right.
out. Maybe I'm crossing my
yeah.
fingers. But it's not like it's even Friday. I'm like, oh, wait. All summer
the
we have
summer.
The show.
Yeah.
I don't ever signed up for anything.
Uh-huh.
All summer. Bring your daughter to work day. Anyway, just. It's going to be that kind of summer, guys.
Yep.
Hi, guys. This is a fail in progress. So every Wednesday, my husband and I meet up at the YMCA to go to the gym for some self-care. I have free childcare for my 6-month-old and 2.5-year-old. And then on the way home, I take my husband's car and he takes the kids home so I can have 20 minutes, that's how long it takes to get there, peace and quiet to myself. And today I realized just as he was pulling out that my keys were still in his car. I honked the horn. I waved like a crazy person. I immediately started calling his cell phone, but it's probably on vibrate in his gym bag and he did not answer. So I'll have to wait until he looks at his phone. And then he's going to have to drive all the way back with the two kids, 20 minutes, and then we'll have to drive 20 minutes home again, and it'll be past their bedtime, and it'll
suck. And I just feel real shitty. Thanks for being somewhere where I could let someone know. Love the show, guys. Bye.
Oh, man. That sucks.
I mean, it can happen.
It does happen.
It's like amazing that, you know?
She's the call that made it out of all the calls of people leaving their key with their partner or somewhere or whatever. It's like when I took the car to get the car fixed and got an Uber home and left my
and
keys. They didn't have my house keys.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
It does.
And it feels like shit when it does.
Yes.
And I am very sorry that you are doing a horrible job.
Hi, One Bad Mother. I am calling with a fail. So when I was a kid, I used to watch the movie Tremors all the time on cable. I just thought it was super fun. I can't really explain now why I loved it so much, but I noticed the other day going through my video apps that it was available on one of my video digital libraries. And my daughter is 8, and I thought this is borderline for her. But as far as I remember, it was more silly than scary. So I say, let's try it out. If you don't like it, we'll turn it off. Well, it turns out that the cable version that I grew up watching had lots of scary scenes with blood and gore cut out of them. So I did not realize that there was all these scenes in the movie until I started playing it, and my daughter was freaking out and screaming and crying, and I had to turn it off, and I felt like a huge jerk. I just had no idea that the original version had all these scenes that had been cut from the cable version that I grew up on, so I felt like a jerk for scaring her so bad, and so I suck, but I love the show. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Bye.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing a horrible job.
Yep.
Showing your kid Tremors.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite movies. I'm so glad that you went through this because I've always been like, maybe Katie Bell is ready for Tremors.
Yeah. Probably not.
No one is ready for Tremors.
Hello. This is a fail, and it's a fail that's been going on now for about 6 years. My oldest is almost 8 and a half, and every morning of his life for the past six and a half years, he's had a Pop-Tart for breakfast. And that was my genius when my youngest was a baby and, you know, my oldest was a toddler and I could say, hey, go, you're up super early, go get a Pop-Tart for breakfast. But now he's 8 and a half and my youngest is almost 6 and I keep going like, they shouldn't be eating Pop-Tarts like every single morning, right? And I've tried to like give them apples or have them get cereal, which at least has vitamins. No, and they'll eat that stuff, but they want their damn Pop-Tart too. And my house is covered in Pop-Tart wrappers. Like I'm in some sort of Pop-Tart hell. What? I don't know how to get out of it. And it's just, I'm stuck here. I don't know until they move out of the house. All right. Thanks, everybody. You're doing a great job. Bye.
Oh, man.
Can I share?
Yeah.
So, because I definitely started, not the like Pop-Tarts, but the like quote unquote healthy Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. Can, like, the whole food Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, exactly. I started giving those to Oscar at some point. I don't know when, but they're his now his favorite breakfast. And like, I totally went through like a couple of years of like not even really thinking of that as being a problem.
Just sure.
Because I don't know. I don't know. It was a genius for a while because it was like quick and easy and he loved it and whatever. And then like the other day I was shopping at Trader Joe's and I got some and like I forget what the checker said, but something about them. And I was like, oh yeah, like he eats them like every day. They're like his favorite breakfast. And she gasped.
Gotta leave Trader Joe's.
I know. And I had to like check myself and go like, wow. And like, we're now at the point where we're like, we do oatmeal like multiple times a week too and stuff. But like, we're phasing it out.
Yeah.
But it is it was so easy to fall to that.
And you can replace Pop-Tart with anything.
You can.
A phone, handing your kid the phone, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Suddenly you wake up.
Yeah.
And you're like,
this is what we do every day. And then you realize, oh, my kid is 3 or whatever, and this has been every day of his life. So to him, there never was a time that wasn't Pop-Tart breakfast.
Pop-Tarts are always breakfast. Well, enjoy your fucking Pop-Tart.
Hi, One Bad Mom. This is a fail. I stopped and got myself a nice coffee on the way to the grocery store and got about two sips in. And then somewhere between getting my baby's car seat out of the car and into the cart, I lost my iced coffee. I don't know where it is. It's on the floor somewhere. Got it thrown away. It was so good, too. Have a great day. Bye.
Yeah, this is... I played this specifically for Teresa so that her world could crumble in the booth.
I mean...
I just like that she said, it's probably on the floor somewhere. That's so true. Or the top of a car or on a floor.
Yeah.
It's where we put 90% of our things.
I mean, I guess it's good that you, were prioritizing the whereabouts of your child and, like, maybe your wallet and keys.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah.
Wow. That is so sad.
Life is telling you, you should never have iced coffee.
Hello, this is a fail. I was just taking a walk to a kindergarten parents orientation meeting, and I saw my neighbor, so I stopped to chat with her. And she's a farmer, so she's often got spots of dirt on her, so she leans over to me and starts rubbing the back of my arm, like with her thumb. And I'm like, what's there, a bug? And she says, no, you got some sort of dirt on you or something. And I try to get it off. Now, earlier in the day, I got poop all over my shirt because my son had a poop explosion. And that's probably what she was rubbing off. And I just chose not to tell her that she just smeared poop all over her thumb. So there's my fail. I'm a good neighbor. Love the show. Bye.
Two fails.
It's two fails.
Two
one.
Fails. I counted them.
Yeah. One, the woman shouldn't be touching you.
Oh, well, that's three
fails.
See,
that's
fails.
My fail. That's two I think it, okay, so it's three fails in karma.
Yeah.
Like, I think.
Oh, you think she deserved to get poop on her hand?
Well, she just reached over and started rubbing the back of her arm.
Yeah.
Sometimes
that's a caring.
You got a little something on you.
All right.
I care with words, not
touch. I know.
Touch.
You're not a hugger.
But like. But also the fail of just still being out in the world with poop on you.
Oh, yeah.
And then not telling. But that really is a Dear Emily post.
Yeah.
How should I handle the situation that I've gotten myself into? Yeah.
You could say my neighbor took poop from my arm.
Yeah.
Without asking.
Yeah. Without asking. Whoa. What a nightmare. Neighbors. Poop. It's all awful.
Colin with the fail. Hi, it's me, Mother of the Year, here to remind you that even when you think you're winning, you're actually losing. So my son came home from school saying that someone called him a weirdo. He wasn't bummed about it. He just didn't know how to feel about it. He didn't know what it meant. So I was like, hey, it's kind of awesome to be a weirdo. And I think everyone has a little bit of weird in them. And I think it's fine to let it show. Right. Thinking I'm being positive. Well, cue him thinking that the word is just totally fine. So my already spirited child, spirited, fun word, right? Going around calling everyone weirdo, sounding like a jerk. That's kind of how my life is right now. So anyway, you're doing a great job. Me, not so much, but you are. So yay, have a good day.
You're doing all right.
Okay.
You're doing all right. But that is, this like, again, this falls into the Pop-Tart. It falls into like, I still think of Teresa being like, I will never let this happen.
Yeah.
but like, the weirdo, like, we are way into this. In fact, we could have a whole episode on like coming home with like names from kids and stuff. Uh-huh. And I think your instinct to be like, let's embrace the weirdo in us, right? I mean, what we tell Katie Bell is look at us.
We are weirdos.
We're kind of weirdos, right? It's all right. But regardless, you guys are all a bunch of weirdos.
Hi, One Bad Mother. I'm calling with a fail. I have an eight-month-old, and the weather was recently nicer in Chicago, and it hasn't been for a long time. So we went to the park and put her in one of those bucket swings and we were swinging and it was great. And then this family, this mom with two older kids, like grade school age, came running over screeching, baby, baby. And they just sort of ambushed us. And I was so shocked. I didn't know what to do. And they took turns taking pictures with her. And then the mom kissed her on the mouth. And I'm like, oh,
God, I didn't know what to do because they weren't speaking English and I seemed really happy. And I'm supposed to defend my baby, I guess, from diseases and outside strangers, but I just stood there and was shocked. Fail.
Yeah, I get this fail.
Yeah,
sometimes
sure.
People suddenly are up on you or your baby. It's sort of the same thing when you're pregnant and suddenly people are like touching you and saying things to you and you're like, I know like, what I'm supposed to be doing, but I'm so shocked that somebody would do this.
Well, and sometimes it's sweet, too. Like, you're kind of you're like, oh, this is really nice. Like, we're getting some, like, friendly attention. But then you're not, like, you haven't, we don't always have our predefined boundaries for every possible scenario. Like, where do you draw the line? Like, sometimes it's just, and especially when there's other kids there and you're wanting to be really sweet with the other kids, and that's so nice with the kids and I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
Ugh, I can see how it went there, but it sounds awful.
I'm so sorry. It's also like, I think that I would spend like hours a day afterwards being like, what did I, should I have, you know, I would have overthought about it forever. Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and your baby won't remember, and it will be fine.
Yeah, you guys should just stay inside, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, ladies. I am calling in with a fail. I actually had to step outside of work to call you with this one. My daughter's daycare called me 10 minutes ago and asked if I planned on bringing cupcakes. And I said, no, no plans to bring any cupcakes. What's the occasion? Oh, her birthday's tomorrow, and we wanted to celebrate and sing her happy birthday. Guys, I forgot my toddler's birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, man.
I am totally failing at this, and I am so glad that she will not remember. You guys are doing a great job. Love the show. Bye.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's hard.
That's so hard.
But, like, it's easy, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I've been like, oh, yeah, you know, Ells' birthday is next week.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, his party is, we planned a party. But, like, just last year, I hadn't ordered anything for it.
Yeah. Time is really wonky now. Like, it's really hard to keep track of the days now all of a sudden.
I joke that I do things in mom time, which is super also kind of insulting to moms at the same time. But, like, I really do think I'm doing things or things are happening at a certain pace, and then I will discover that's not true at all.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
This is like a moment of that.
Yeah.
And also, you're doing a horrible job.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
There's also that.
There's also that to fall back on, guys.
Hi, Biz and Teresa. I don't know if this is a genius or a fail. I had plans tonight to go and meet up with some old friends that I hadn't seen in a long time. And I kind of wasn't sure if I should go or not. I don't know. It's just been a long time, and I was kind of nervous about it, and what if we didn't really have anything to talk about? But I decided that I should go, so I made an early dinner for my kids and my husband, and I took a shower and washed my hair, and I put makeup on, and I look really good, like, got dressed up. And drove the 35 minutes to the restaurant we were meeting and realized after waiting there for about, oh, I don't know, 30 minutes or so that I went on the wrong day. The meetup is next Tuesday. So now I'm out and I'm dressed up and now I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should go home or if I should wait till my kids are definitely asleep or if I should get some fast food French fries and sit in my car and listen to a podcast. So I guess this is a genius. It's kind of a fail that turned into a genius because I got out of the house. And I guess I'll have to do it all again next Tuesday. You're all doing a good job, and I am too.
Thanks for the show. Bye.
Oh, and just so everybody knows, so many similar calls like this of like, I'm going to go do it. Like, yeah, there was like a woman who was running a marathon and had everything set up. And she shows up and her husband's like, you sure it's today? And she's like, it's not, apparently. Oh, right? God. Like, this sort of, this is really happens. And it has happened certainly to me.
Yeah.
And I remember feeling like when you're there at the place in the parking lot or wherever you are, you have to make that decision. What do I do? Mm-hmm. I know that I personally wrestle with the guilt of, I should go home so that I'm allowed to do this another day. Whoever allows me to do whatever the fuck ever. But like, you know what I mean? Like,
I got special permission for this one thing.
From the universe, from my own mom
from
mind.
My own self.
Right.
Yeah, to do this one thing.
I know.
And now I have to preserve that.
Yeah. Hey, I shouldn't have even come. Yeah. This is the universe telling me I shouldn't have come. Guys. I agree. This is sort of a genius and a fail and a genius and a fail burrito.
Yeah.
Enjoy your burrito.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of enjoying burritos, let's enjoy one last fail.
I'm calling in with a fail. My fail happened about 6 months ago, but it's my most epic fail yet. It was a beautiful fall day, and I took my two kids and met up with my girlfriend and her two kids to go take a walk on the trail. The park we go to has wild turkeys, and I've seen them countless times, and they're pretty fearless amongst people, but have never actually bothered us. So we're walking in this trail and come upon a fairly large flock of turkeys, like 12 or so blocking the path. We've got four kids, three and under with us, and quite frankly, wild birds freak me out a little bit. My daughter and her girlfriend are about 10 feet in front of us, so I tell them, just hold up, because the turkeys are there just standing there staring us down. So I do what I think is a brilliant idea and find a fairly sizable rock to throw towards the turkeys to hopefully coax them to move on. I go ahead and launch that sucker in the direction of the turkeys, and apparently I can't throw uphill while wearing a coat to save my life. I fucking nailed my daughter in the back of the head. She whips around and gives me the most heartbreaking look and immediately starts bawling. I'm freaking out because there's blood running through her hair and we're still in the middle of the trail. So my girlfriend and I are dumping water on a screaming child's head and trying to hold a napkin to the cut and just get back to the car. We had two strollers between us, and I don't even know how we got back to the car with me carrying her and trying to push her brother. Long story short, she was fine. My nurse friend assured me she was okay. And to this day, my daughter still reminds me it is not nice to throw rocks, and mommy made her cry. Awesome.
Wow.
This is epic.
I just want you to know that I can't envision the story without envisioning you trying to get back to your car while being chased by a flock of wild turkeys.
Yep.
I imagine they're with you, too.
Yeah, me too.
This is the most epic.
It's amazing.
There are turkeys involved. Yeah. There is rocks.
I thought it was going a different
direction.
Oh,
so did I. I thought for sure a different direction involving even more wild turkeys.
Yeah.
But it went this other place. Wow. There is nothing worse than doing something and accidentally hurting your kid at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm so glad she's fine.
Yeah.
But that kid is going to just really work that for a long time.
As well she should.
As well she should. That teaches you for going out, trying to enjoy nature amongst the wild turkeys.
Yeah.
You're doing a horrible job. Mm-hmm. No, you're doing a horrible job. No, you're doing... Everybody, you're doing a horrible job. It's amazing we even get up in the morning.
It really is.
Huh.
You are the greatest mom I've ever known. I love you. I love you. When I have a problem, I call you on the phone. I love you, I love you.
One Bad Mother is supported in part by Squarespace.
Squarespace lets you create a beautiful website to turn your cool idea into a new website, showcase your work, announce an upcoming event or special project, and so much more, like our website.
Squarespace does this by giving you beautiful templates created by world-class designers. There's beautiful e-commerce functionality. It lets you sell anything online.
There's free and secure hosting, nothing to patch or upgrade ever.
Go to squarespace.com/badmother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code BADMOTHER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/badmother. Enter code BADMOTHER.
Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott, and we're the host of
Everything's Coming Up, Simpsons.
Every episode, we cover a different episode of The Simpsons that is a favorite of our special guests.
We've had guests that are showrunners and writers and voice actors like Nancy Cartwright.
I got a D minus, I passed!
And we've also had people that are on the Max Fun Network already.
Homer wearing that golf outfit is
I
so funny. And then there's, when he gets super into golf, he's wearing the golf hat in bed.
We've had Weird Al Yankovic on the show.
I was just struck by how sharp the writing is. I mean, yeah. That's no surprise because it's The Simpsons, but I mean, like, you can't say that about a lot of TV shows, particularly ones that at that point have been on the air for 14 years.
Find us on MaximumFun.org, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, smell you later.
Ben, we've been accused of so many things over the course of making The Greatest Generation, the Star Trek podcast, that we're a little bit embarrassed to be making.
That is right, Adam, but the one accusation that will never stick is the sickening implication that our show is in the pocket of Big Rod.
As in Gene Roddenberry.
We are not affiliated with Roddenberry, and that is why we are free to subject Star Trek to zingers, twangs, rib jabs, and all different kinds of jokey insults.
That's right, Ben. The Greatest Generation is the people's Star Trek podcast, and Big Rod only wishes we were their puppet.
No puppet! No puppet!
If you want the untainted opinions of two guys who suffer pangs of shame every time they weigh in on Star Trek in this weirdly public forum, go to MaximumFun.org or search for The Greatest Generation in your podcatcher.
Teresa, it's our 9th ever Genius Fail Spectacular. Plus, rants! I always enjoyed the Genius Fail Spectacular because I like listening to a handful of calls in which everybody sounds really excited. I'm calling with a genius! So then listening to a handful of calls that sound like Eeyore's got me on speed dial. This is a fail. This is a fail. I just love that when you listen to them in succession like that. But no Genius Fail Spectacular plus rants would be complete without plus rants. So let's enjoy a mom... ranting.
Hi, this is a rant. I work as a behavior intervention teacher, and so I deal with kids calling me every swear word in the book all day long, and then I have to go home, and I'm dealing with my own kids who have bipolar, and one is transgender, and my other one has severe depression, and sometimes I feel like I cannot give any more, and I'm failing everybody in every position, and I'm just stressed out, and I needed someone to rant to, so thank you for everything, and hopefully it will get better. Thanks.
My initial thought is you need to call back and rant some more if you want. You have...
permission.
Yeah. First of all... what an amazing job you're doing.
Yeah, good job.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
You have a lot happening. Mm-hmm. And yeah, absolutely you feel like you have nothing left to give sometimes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think, yeah, call back and yell some more, stomp around and whatever you need to do to like unleash a little bit, I think is good. I just wanted to put you on the show because I just was like, man, this person really deserves to be told she's doing a remarkable job.
Definitely. I think also, like, especially when you have kids who are dealing with a lot of complicated issues, sometimes it's hard to see the impact you're having. And so maybe it sounds like you feel like you need to be giving more than you're giving. And I just want to stand here and say that I want to reassure you that you are giving everything you can give And that's enough. Yeah. And you are having an impact. And sometimes it's hard to see because our kids that have these issues, you know, they're deep. It doesn't just take, as you I'm sure well know, it doesn't just take one person being there for them to sometimes, you know, flip a switch or something. It's the long game. And so, but they're so lucky to have you and you're doing such a great job.
Yeah, you're doing an amazing job. Let's listen to someone else having a bit of a breakdown.
This is a mom having a breakdown. So, things are just a little too much, and I know they're too much for, like, all of us. But at work today, we had a conference call, and I found out, like, in a conference call, indirectly, that I thought I was going to get to be a speaker on some panels at a conference this summer, and unbeknownst to me, it sounds like I got removed from several of them, and I don't think it's indicative of anything important, but of course it felt like it was. It felt like it meant something specific, and I had really been looking forward to it because it was something very career-focused, and ever since my daughter was born 18 months ago, I feel like I've just not been doing a good job at my job, and it's been okay. Like, it's been okay that that's the case. I've been working really hard and trying, and I know that it's all a balance, and I'm okay with that being a balance. But I ultimately had to reconcile the fact that, like, I have to want two things at the same time. Like, I want to care about my career and push really hard for it to be better and doing better. But I know that ultimately, like, I would rather spend more time with my daughter, so I pick her over work all the time. And which is what I want to be doing, but it still has that pull of wanting to work. And it's just so hard to want both of those things and have them constantly fighting and constantly in conflict. And so I was upset enough about that. And then my wonderful husband, who is maybe one of the most, like, egalitarian partners that you could ask for, we have a phenomenal, like, relationship. It's just not super great sometimes at remembering gift-related things. And he's really excited about some present he's apparently going to get me for Mother's Day, but he's not sure when it's going to come. He's not sure if he's going to be able to get it. And it's definitely not going to be on Mother's Day, but, well, we're still going to the zoo. So it's like I pick being a mom, and I want to pick being a mom, and nothing is more important to me than being her mom. And it's fucking great. Like, there's zero things about it that I don't love. But, like, I wish somebody would look at me and go, I see that that's your favorite thing in the world, and I appreciate you for it. I would have taken a fucking, like, just put her goddamn hand into paint and put it on a fucking flower pot. I'm tired. And it's a lot. And thank you for listening to me. I appreciate it. I love your show so much, and it means so much to me. And you guys are doing a great job.
You are doing a remarkable job.
Yep.
And you have somehow managed to sum up the feeling of so many of us.
Yes.
I mean, we've got the balance. We can say, I mean, you said, I know it's this balance. We can say those words, but it never, a balance feels like that's something that is literally equals out as opposed to being on a teeter-totter with, like, a 40-year-old versus a 3-year-old, where the teeter-totter is constantly up and down. And, you know, the pull of wanting to do the career and wanting to be with the child, and the pull of the story in our head of, obviously, I want to pick my child. This is where I am. But I also have this pull to have this pursuit of this thing that I really want. That's really hard to balance.
I think we could talk about that forever.
Yeah.
Like, I think like the figuring out, like, outside the homework and or if you work from home or whatever, right. whatever kind of work you do outside of parenting.
Yeah.
Juggling that with the work and the love of being a new parent
yeah.
or just having young kids, that conflict, it is a conflict. There's an inherent conflict there. And it's so hard to describe to somebody who's like heading into it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, it's so hard to describe. It's just a very personal experience and involves so much
yes.
variation.
Yes.
However, there's always a conflict with
yeah.
it. Like, it's just, it is. It just is a conflict. And I still don't have the
yeah.
answer for it. And I still struggle with it.
Yes.
Like, as much as my life has changed since I first had Gracie, I still am dealing with these questions and, like, trying nonstop to
yes.
like get it to work. And I don't know how.
None of us know. And I think conflict is a better word, and it doesn't have to be a bad word.
True.
Versus balance.
Yeah.
Balance, again, sounds like there's some way
yeah.
it's going to even
it
out.
Sounds like it does work. You just haven't found it.
You just
it.
Haven't tried
yeah.
hard enough,
yeah.
right? Versus conflict, which doesn't have to be a bad word.
No.
I think it's an okay word to use because I think that's more accurate. And I also think wrapped up in that is this, like, again, language and the messaging that we're being given, that, like, the guilt we should feel for even being involved in the conflict, that if we even say we'd rather really be doing this work for a little while or we'd really rather be at home, that's both loaded with guilt that even if no one's saying it to you,
mm-hmm.
it's in your head because we've been watching and reading the same stuff our whole lives, right? And interpreting it however we're interpreting it. And then what makes this so perfect is that, like, you've got this good partner
yeah.
who you love, who is supportive, who you guys are doing all this stuff together. And how, when you are so tired and you are having this conflict and you're having this struggle and all the other things, how, like, the recognition gift, especially on the fucking Mother's Day, no matter how we go into that day, mm-hmm. really becomes this, like, unrelated symbol.
Mm-hmm.
For us, not
yeah.
for everybody, but for lots
yeah.
of us.
Yeah.
And hit or miss every year of, like,
But this is a big year for it, too.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like having an 18-month-old.
Yeah, it's a big.
Like, you're a new mom, and, like, things are so hard. Like, you need that recognition and that acknowledgement for yourself.
Yeah.
And for, you know, for everyone. And this is, like, this is a huge time of, like, transition and growth
yep.
and, like, figuring shit out and, like, to not, I so get, like, I'm not a big gift person,
yeah.
but, like, I so
get it.
We all get it. The need, like, you know?
And it's not like we're even saying, yeah, your
yeah.
partner has clearly
yeah.
gotten something
totally.
For you and is doing
and
the
he's
thing.
Great. Yeah.
And, like, but I think there's a disconnect, and it can be, and this can go both ways.
Yes.
Any day of the week.
Yes.
But there's that disconnect where, like, Stefan and I have these things where, like, he is technically acknowledging me throughout the year in different ways.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But at the wrong moment, on the wrong day, or when I really need it.
Yeah.
If it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It can really feel like we're invisible.
Right.
And we're already living a role that is easy to feel invisible in.
Yes.
And no one cares that you hook your kids to your pants with hoops to get through a fucking parking lot. No one cares
yeah.
that, like, you can't tell anybody you threw
yeah.
a rock at wild turkeys and you hit your kid in the head.
Yeah.
No one will understand. We are, like, wrestling with invisibility all the time. And we may not even be aware of it. And
yeah.
then you don't get the fucking pot with the fucking handprint
yeah.
on the fucking day.
Yeah.
And that becomes so much bigger.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to remember that is, like, sometimes where our focus goes when we don't know where else to release it,
mm-hmm.
right? When we're having these struggles.
Mm-hmm.
Those, the sort of hit point of what we're carrying with us sometimes comes out in really surprising places that we never thought we'd ever be like, I can't believe I'm suddenly finding this so important, which can be a slight head fuck too. So mm-hmm. I just, we think you're doing a remarkable job.
Yeah, we do.
And you are.
Yeah, you really are.
And that's that. We look forward to more calls. Teresa, do you know what we learned today? I'm not even going to ask. You know what we learned today? I'm going to lay it out.
Let's hear it.
We learned that no one is alone out there.
Yep.
No matter how lonely it can be. Mm-hmm. We're all leaving our keys in somebody's car. Mm-hmm. We're all showing up at the right place at definitely the wrong time. Mm-hmm. We're all walking around with a little poop on us. Mm-hmm. We're all struggling, and we're all also nailing it mm-hmm. in these unseen ways all the time. And it's all okay.
Yeah.
The conflict between genius and fails is an epic battle of how it's going to go.
Yep.
And I really, whenever we like go out and people ask us, like, you know, if we're like doing an interview or something, people will say, hey, what have you gotten out of the show? And Teresa always says, I think just saying my genius and fails every week, especially the fails, really takes the sting out of the guilt of these things. And I just think that's so true. And I love these shows, the genius fail shows, because it really takes the sting out of it.
Yeah.
Guys, it's all right. You feel bad that you fucked up.
Yeah.
But it's also not the end of the world.
Yeah. It's a thing that happened.
Yeah.
It's just a thing that happened.
It's just a thing that happened. Yeah. Not good, or maybe it was great. Just a thing that happened.
Yep.
You guys are all doing a remarkable job.
Yeah, you are.
Keep doing it.
Keep going, guys.
Let's keep getting up, doing it.
Doing stuff.
Going back to bed.
Go to bed. Do it again.
Going out for milk, coming back. We're doing it. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.
I got to low down mama blues. I got to low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. Low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. You know that right.
We'd like to thank Max Fun, our producer, Kara Hart, our husbands, Stephen Lawrence and Jesse Thorne, our perfect children who provide us with inspiration to say all of these horrible things, and of course, you, our listeners. To find out more about the songs you heard on today's podcast and more about the show, please go to MaximumFun.org/OneBadMother. For information about live shows, our book, and press, please check out OneBadMotherPodcast.com.
One Bad Mother is a member of the Maximum Fun family of podcasts. To support the show, go to MaximumFun.org/donate.
Well, Daddy may be fussing by, got low down mama blues. Oh, said Daddy may be fussing by, got low down mama blues.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.